When we rip open, virtually, the All Things Considered virtual mailbag, we can expect to receive a selection of praise, perfecting amendments, and critical scolding. And so it is today. Listener Eric Spears of Hanover, New Hampshire, writes to say, Art Silverman's reflection on the Little Rascals was too quick to brush aside the racial stereotypes in the old movie series. His thoughts are these. Maybe it's because I grew up in the 60s instead of the 50s, but when I think of the Little Rascals, all I can think about are the offensive stereotypes. Maybe the lens we see anything through depends on when, where, and how we grew up, and on first impressions. Another listener, Lacey Johns of San Francisco, calls attention to an unnoted racial aspect of a different story. Ms. Johns heard our story about the music and history of the old Bethel Chapel near Virginia's Shenandoah River, and she writes this.
That church Noah Adams rhapsodized about was built by slaves, and the people coming to sing in 1833 and many years after returned home to be served by slaves. He might have noted that. Some listeners remember.
Listener Bob Engel of Salida, Colorado, disputes a fact in our report on the death of playwright Harold Pinter. Mr. Engel writes this, Your reporter said that Pinter committed himself to human rights after the assassination of Chilean President Salvador Allende in 1973. In fact, as Mr. Engel points out, most reliable sources now agree that after the military coup, Allende killed himself. And the praise? Well, we did get some of that, too.
Yo-Yo Ma's invitation and challenge of using the piece about peace at Christmas time, that's just genius.
That comment from music teacher Will Brecht of Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Yo-Yo Ma told us he's seeking people to collaborate with him on the piece Donat Nobis Pacem using a website. Well, you'll find ways to collaborate with us at our website, npr.org.